That's one of the best signs that I've seen today. It says, oh, U.S. elections at risk. Send international observers. How'd you come up with that one?
I just thought about it, and I thought about how we send international observers all over the world, and we need a lesson.
We need a lesson from them. So what would save our elections?
Talking about actual issues instead of throwing around mean comments at each other, letting Ralph Nader in the debates for one.
What are some of the actual issues that you'd like to hear people talk about?
Healthcare, that's the most important one to me.
Yeah.
I think that they've been lying about some sort of giant Big Brother healthcare that they are saying that we would have to have. We could have a simple, single-payer, independent provider solution. It would be American. It would be licensed by the states, as already they are licensed by the states, and it would be much cheaper.
And it works elsewhere? Is this a system in place?
It works everywhere else. We are the last industrialized country in the world to let people go without health care.
Okay, well, I hope you get your message out tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Hi, you guys just walked up.
Yeah.
Who are you with?
What?
Who are you with?
I am supporting the Palestinian for the people killing there.
Yeah, your sign says Israeli soldiers attack Palestinian children.
Yeah.
And who do you hope to get that message out to tonight?
Well, people can see. They stop that. They never stop. Well, they killing, what happened to the kid on TV? They shot him. He should not do that. Like President Jacques Chirac, he saw that with his eyes. He said he can do the tanks to kill people like this. Just go right. Can't do that. That's not right. Everybody's mad about that. Because people, they don't know what they're doing. They're just killing. That's it. They do it for a long time.
Do you know how Gore and Bush respond to this Palestinian crisis that they're in?
I don't know though, about this politics. I think Gore is better. I like Gore, I guess.
And what about Nader? Has he spoken to your issues?
Huh?
How about Nader? Has he spoken to your issues?
Yeah, it's good too. I wish this guy was the president again. I wish he was him president. I wish he was a president. I love to.
Yeah.
I hope so. I vote on three, I guess.
Yeah.
I wish, yeah.
So hope for Nader. Are you here speaking more to the presidential candidates, or are you here speaking more to the people that are gathered here? Who are you trying to get your message out to?
I mean, who care about human rights? That's why I showed him that. Who knows? You know, we never know. People that want to be president, or that's it. After that, they see big lies before, and then it's nothing happened, you know?
So anybody who cares about human rights is who you're trying to talk to tonight?
I hope that not there. I wish he's a good guy. He's a good speaker. I want him to be... They'll do something. I wish. I like him a lot.
Well, hopefully he'll get in and he'll do something. Hopefully he'll get in and hopefully he'll do something for the Palestinians.
Yeah, like it.
Good luck tonight, okay?
Thank you very much.
I like your flag. What is that?
Palestinian flag.
And why are you wearing it here at the first national presidential debate?
Well, the presidential debate definitely represents something we need. Both presidents have some influence in Israel. And we as a nation, trying to exist and survive, we would like both of them to realize that we do exist and we do have a flag, like other countries.
And so tonight, you hope to speak with George Bush, Albert Gore, any other third-party candidates?
I might not be able to speak literally to them, but what I'm wearing probably would represent something.
Symbolically.
I hope.
Are you from Massachusetts?
I live in Massachusetts and I work in Massachusetts, yes.
Are you a student at UMass?
No, I'm an engineer in the Big Dig.
In the Big Dig?
Yes,
oh, that's the project that's going on right now.
Yes, I am.
What do you think about all the folks that have gathered here tonight?
I think it makes a big difference when both candidates see that people are really being concerned about what's going on. And I'm sure numbers would definitely add nowadays. It's all about statistics, isn't it?
Do you know that there's a large contingent of people here who'd like to see the debates open? Is that important for you? Like right now, it's only Bush and Gore in there.
If the weather would be nice, I definitely would think it's a very good idea to see the debate on open. Yet if the climate doesn't really matter, then something else.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
This is the Nader Base.
So here we are talking with Todd. Todd, what's your last name?
I'm just going to walk up there.
Tavares, T-A-V-A-R-E-S.
You like that, Tavares. So, Todd Tavares, what makes you so special tonight here for the Green Party?
Tonight, I'm the only man in America brave enough to get Ralph Nader into the debates. Al Gore was afraid to do it. George W. Bush was afraid to do it. But I did it.
You did it. And how did you happen to get Ralph Nader into the debates?
Well, I got a ticket through my roommate, who has become completely disenchanted by the entire political process. Doesn't think he can do anything for him, so he gave the ticket to me. Late last night, the Greens came a-calling, and I was happy to give up my ticket to encourage democracy in this country.
Were you able, in fact, to pass it off to Ralph Nader in person?
I did it personally this afternoon, yes.
And was he appreciative? What did he say to you?
He was very happy with it. But he won't be happy until he has a true debate. Open democracy in America. Yeah, that's about that.
All right. We've got the death penalty march here. Hey, guys, how was the march up?
Let's say it again.
How was the march up?
The march up was pretty intense, man.
Why so?
Because it's good to know that people care, not just enough to occasionally participate, but enough to actually stand up and fight back.
Would you agree that you guys are about 3,000 strong?
Yes.
And you guys congregated in Dudley Park and then marched up here all the way?
That's right.
We walked along.
Yeah, there are smaller congregations along the way, and it all formed into a nice, nice, arguable democratic character.
Yeah.
I think now is the issue of education and these people who just don't know about Nader, who don't know about equal education or equal rights, and who are just voting for Gore because they don't have another substitute. They think that it's the lesser of two evils. There's so much more education that needs to go on here.
Nader's, NAFTA is actually a big issue with these guys. None of these labor folks agree with NAFTA. And everyone I've talked to has said that NAFTA must be disbanded. When I say Nader will do that, they say he won't keep to his word.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah.
I think everybody's just scared. I think a lot of people here are scared and they're sticking to what they know.
Yep.
And when you confront them, I've confronted a few people and I've told them, you know what, Gore promotes genocide. What do you think about that? If you were a person getting killed for what you do, would you be here standing for Gore? You know, and they say, no, but I can't work for $10 an hour.
Exactly. All right, well, good luck. So how was the march up from Dudley Square?
It was great.
And about 3,000 people accompanied you, huh?
Yeah.
Did you get to talk with a lot of people on the side about death penalty?
Yes, I did. We were chanting and we saw people in the streets through Dorchester, some low-income housing, and they were backing us up, cheering us on, and they joined our march.
They joined.
They joined our march.
Well, this is beautiful.
Yeah, they took signs and they carried them and we're proud.
And as far as the tie-in to the debates, are you guys trying to speak to both Gore and Bush? I know they agree on the death penalty. Do you know what that agreement is?
No, I'm not familiar with the agreement. I just know that they're both for the death penalty.
Yeah, they're both. That's what I meant.
They're against it.
No sticks. They don't like the sticks.
Hey, can you fucking hear me? What's the law with this fucking drop?
I wasn't doing it as loud as I was.
Have a drumstick
officer back? Thank you.
Excuse me, officer.
Ask his badge number.
Okay, come on, who are you? I think you were lost in this crowd. Okay, let's go back this way.
Excuse me, officer.
Put down the crosses. Put down the crosses.
No sticks. They're not letting anybody carry sticks into this protest, and that's one of the symbols of the death penalty march is a cross. I know George Bush personally has killed over 187 people underneath his governorship in Texas. The cops are kind of freaking out right now because the death penalty march walked in here 3,000 strong and many of them were carrying crosses.
Thank you.
No, I didn't. We just got here for like the 7 o'clock at Columbus.
And what do you think? There's a lot of people out here.
I think I'm appalled at what just happened to me, but I think it's great that there's a lot of people here in support of Nader.
What just happened to you?
I was just walking peacefully and protesting peacefully. And these people who were like for the Gore campaign like assaulted me and just like, I was just standing there peacefully and was spitting in my face and calling me a freak and almost pushed me in the river. And, like, all I was doing was just standing there and, like, giving him good energy. And that's all I wanted. And, like, I wasn't starting anything. And he was just, like, it was really scary.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It seems like maybe they have a lot of bad energy in the Democratic Party, especially among labor and the whole NAFTA, World Trade Organization issue. All the labor folks I've talked to out here don't like NAFTA. They don't like the WTO. They know Gore is for that. And when I tell them that Nader's against it and he would pull us out of NAFTA, pull us out of the WTO,
go crazy.
Well, they think that he's lying.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't know.
There's just so many misinformed people. There's just so many misinformed people that don't even know what they're standing for.
Yeah,
and it's just really sad because this is America. This is like what we. This is what we are all about. We need to like reclaim this place for like ourselves, for this place and the world. You know, like not just here.
Yeah.
You know. It's everywhere. This is, like, something that's real, and it needs to, like, happen right now. That's all.
I'm giving labor benefit of the doubt, too, because Budweiser is the official sponsor of the debate, and a lot of these guys have been drinking, so.
Very much so. That's, like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was definitely spitting in my face, and he definitely reeked of alcohol, and, like, this other guy was in a megaphone in my face, and he's like, you're screaming your bad breath in my face, this is my bad breath. I was like,
and then, like,
whatever, dude.
Beat up this kid.
They beat up
started
this guy.
Yanking him around by his dreadlocks.
And we were just standing there holding hands and just going, like, just oming and just, like, screaming, no violence, no violence, no violence, and they just...
Well, they should be on our side if they're not yet, you know?
I know. Hopefully someday.
Well, enjoy the positive energy that's here now, okay?
Yeah.
Seeing you around today with your butterfly costume. Why is the why the butterfly wings?
Because we all need some butterflies in the future, you know?
Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
They're questioning.
It's sounding good right there. Turn around.
They had a kid on the other side of the barricade with a video camera walking around, and the cops just escorted him out. Couldn't tell if he was IMC or
not.
Stay here by this tree. Yeah, if you stay here by this tree. Did you guys come up with the death penalty march?
Pardon? Yeah, we did.
Yeah. How was it?
It was really good. It was great. It was great to see all those people getting together, walking through the streets and talking to everybody on the side and telling them what we were out for.
How far of a march was that?
We walked from Roxbury. I guess it would be, what, like at least 3 or 4 miles?
Yeah, maybe 2 miles.
And about how many people were you guys walking with?
It started out with like 300, and I think we ended up with about 1,000 people.
Yeah, it looked like several thousand when you guys came through the gates there. It was pretty impressive.
Great.
You guys did a great job. What would you tell Bush, who's been infamous with
Bush?
His use of the death penalty? If this was Bush, this microphone, what would you tell him?
That it's disgusting that this country has a long tradition of killing people, that there's no point when it became from legitimized in some way from lynching, and that if people look in the history of it, it's absolutely disgusting, and that it's enjoying a resurgence says something about people's tolerance and of disgusting things and ignorance, that something about the media, it just is indicative of a lot of disgusting things about our political system.
What would you tell Bush?
I would tell him how disgusted I am that the one person that he granted a temporary clemency to was a man who was known to be a serial rapist and murderer of children, and it took DNA tests to prove it, and he still granted him a temporary clemency. I can't believe that. The one person, when they had overwhelming proof that many of the people he put to death were innocent of what they were charged for. The one person that he decided to let off for a little while was blatantly guilty. I don't agree with the death penalty at all. But
in addition to all of those who were unjustly accused of a crime, like the woman who accused or killed her attacker, I forget her name, but she was like the 163rd person that he killed out of the 187.
Texas has put more people to death than any of the other states in the last 20 years, and he did it in his two terms in office. And we want somebody like that as our president? Like, come on, why isn't the American public outraged at this? How could people vote for somebody like that?
Well, it's not, you know, I noticed, like, when corporate media lists the bios of the presidents, that's not, like, one of the things listed in George Bush's book.
Oh, they show him as a family man, as a great
guy. A born-again Christian.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. And then his huge war on drugs, you know, come on. He had his own problems with drugs, and he got off, and he was lucky, you know.
Now, do you feel the same way about Gore?
I think Gore is the lesser of two evils, which is why I'm going to vote for Nader. I mean, Gore is a conservative. Gore is definitely backing the large corporations that are oppressing people all over the world and people in our very own country, you know?
You look so disgusted.
I'm so disgusted. I'm outraged. I just can't stand it when people try to tell me that I'm throwing away my vote when I'm voting for Nader, but I'm not throwing my vote away. I'm letting more people be aware that there are other candidates out there that fit our needs as human beings and that fit the world that we live in today.
Do you think it would change American perception of the presidential candidates if Ralph did get into the debate, if third-party candidates were allowed in?
Absolutely. And people nowadays don't read that much. They watch TV, and this is the way that he can get through to America and tell them about all the issues that he's going to address and what he could possibly change. And I don't think that if he made it to the presidency, he could do it in one term, but at least that would start the change. We'd begin the change. The revolution would be at hand, you know?
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're about the youngest member out here today. You're about the youngest person out here today. Do you have any words to say? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
And what do you think about Gore and Bush, the two people in there that are going to be talking tonight?
What?
What do you think about President Gore, or Vice President Gore, and Governor Bush that are speaking in there today?
What do we want?
Good.
When do we want it?
How old are you?
5 and a half.
I see you have a Nader pin on.
What?
I see you have a Nader Leduc pin.
When do we want it?
Yeah.
What do you think about all these people out here? Is it fun?
What do we want?
When do we want it? I think I have the best time ever.
You have the best time ever?
What do we want?
Because they're all like taking pictures of me.
They're all taking pictures of you? So you're front and center here.
Democracy.
And my sister, too.
And your sister, too? How old's your sister?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah. I'm 12 and a half.
12 and a half, so they're taking pictures of both of you. What do you think about Gore and Bush?
I hate them.
Hate them. Why do you hate them?
Because they think that abortions are right, but really that's like killing another life.
Democracy! Yeah.
And what do you think about Nader?
Democracy!
Excuse me?
What do you think about Nader?
Oh, I think it's great because we should have a different choice between Bush and Al Gore because they both stink.
If you were old enough to vote, who would you vote for?
I'd vote for Ralph.
For Ralph?
On the campaign.
Did you come up from Dudley Square?
No, I came up from Framingham.
From where?
I came from Framingham.
Framingham? Have you guys been with the march, the people with the death penalty march, or you just got here?
We didn't go with them, but we became here at like 4:30.
12 and a half.
I went to the
this is the mother.
Protest. I went to the protest today in the afternoon, you know, the not for sale freedom trail. You know, but my kids, I had them in school and then they took the train and we met up. So they didn't spend the night alone, single parents. Really here.
Yeah. So you guys, are you enjoying the crowd here? Do you like this?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely like the power of the people kind of stuff to really try to push the issue, you know, and to really try to say that, you know, we can't be bought by corporations. You know, Bush and Gore may be able to, but we can't.
And the kids, is this something that you normally do, bring them out to protests like this, or is this
the first one that I've brought them with me?
I went in Lowell, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe some.
Is this your first big protest, though?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
It's pretty cool.
Some people call this direct democracy. Will you be doing more of this?
Like, what I think is wrong is when, like, other people from the crowd go to see what's going on, and then they just get put in the police car, and that's not right, because they have a right to, because they pay taxes, and it's their land, too.
So you want to be able to get inside the debate?
Yeah.
And you can't get inside?
No.
Because you don't have a ticket. You didn't buy a ticket. You weren't sent a ticket.
Yeah.
If you were inside and you had a question for George Bush and Al Gore, what would you ask them?
Why do you think abortion is right?
Why do you think abortion is right for this country? And what do you think they would respond?
I have no clue. They probably would be speechless, because really they probably don't know. They just think it's good that there's, like, I have no clue, but I think it's wrong, because that's taking life away from other, like, born human beings to do protests like this.
Uh-huh. And so a lot of these people are out here for Ralph Nader, and you support them in that?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and good luck to you tonight. Your mom's right there.